Montana State University Billings welcomes you to this internet broadcast of Yellow Jacket Sports. At Alterowitz Gymnasium, here is Pat Boland with tonight's call.
Back in the Yellow Jackets basketball show with the head coach, Craig Karsh. Later on, we'll talk to John Brooks. Our thanks to Color 8 Television, GM Petroleum Distributors, or Connor Mart Superstores, the official basketball webcast sponsor for men's basketball at MSUB this year. We'll take this time out and be right back with the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, coach Craig Karsh.
No, nobody has the selection like we do. Nobody saves you money like we do. Nobody's gonna treat you like we do.
For the best deal on any new Chevy, car, truck, or van, or any used car for that matter, nobody sells them for less. Nobody. Then your volume discount dealer, Danny Menhold Frontier Chevrolet Hummer, 3000 King Avenue West.
Back with the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, Craig Karsh, on the basketball show for MSUB this year. And our thanks to Stockman Bank, Huhat Mongolian Grill, and Godfather's Pizza. Coach, you know, talk a little about the year. We've been through it all. You've been pretty resilient. But talk about, you know, how tough has it been? Is it tougher on the coach, tougher on the players? A year like this, when, like you talked about it all through your tenure, you know, it's just society. Winning's everything. And, you know, when you don't win, I guess, how do you keep it going? And how does everybody stay so positive? And it seems like it's been pretty successful. They've bought in and look into the future.
I think you have really good insight on that, Pat. And I think what you just said is very accurate. In our society, winning is the thing that seems to reinforce your work, the thing that seems to build encouragement and confidence in people. Losing, for whatever reason, can become discouraging. It doesn't reinforce the things that you're trying to get across. So what we've done is we've really looked at this as a teaching time, and a time to teach basketball, a time to teach life lessons, a time to teach things that we need for the future. And why? We're a team without veteran leadership, without veteran leadership in any capacity. Veteran leadership does so many more things than just basketball. It does understanding. It does, this is how we travel. This is how we sleep. This is how we rest. This is how we eat. This is how you prepare. This is how you get ready. This is what you do at this school. This is what you do at this hotel. This is what you do in this airport. Because the people have been there, we are gaining valuable, valuable experience. Experience doesn't mean anything if you don't retain and learn and grow. In our case, we have 10 guys. We fully expect to retain all of them. And the experiences they've all gotten, we're going to all of a sudden have a bunch of veterans someday. And when we do that, they say the best thing about a freshman is they become a sophomore for many reasons. Someday people are going to look around and say, geez, how long have those guys been there? But I fully expect when they're juniors and seniors to be playing at a level of championship play in this conference, which is one of the better conferences, I think, in the country.
Talk about the team and the way the year has gone and how maybe the youthfulness has helped. And, you know, what's their temperature gauge? You know, talk a little bit about the team, how they've responded or not responded, and, you know, how do you see their progress this year?
Well, I know they've all progressed as basketball players because they've had experiences and opportunities that they normally wouldn't have. How they've progressed as young people is they've grown through what we would call in society adversities at levels that they wouldn't have had. They're really not adversities. We have nobody that has cancer. We have nobody that is on their last days of life. We have young people who are getting an opportunity to play college basketball. They're learning to be better students. They're learning to be better athletes. They're learning to be better people. So this has been a valuable, valuable experience. For me, fortunately, I have as many years experience I have. I had a team that was part of a team. It was 3-18 in 1977. That in 1978, with two additional players, took the same foundation of 5 or 6 and won the conference championship and advanced in the NCAA tournament with victory. In 1987, a team that played for a national championship with 31 victories had 4 victories when they were freshmen. So fortunately, I've been able to see these things before and have been able to be, I think, the right person to get these guys through this time. There are no excuses for why this happened, but there are reasons. You know, we lost some key people that are doing well at other schools, particularly have their teams in the top 25 NCAA Division I. that would have been seniors here. That would have been a good help. But they left for reasons of better opportunity to play in front of bigger crowds and NCAA tournaments. And we were going through a big transition then. We were in the Pac West. We won 19 games. We didn't make the NCAA tournament. We had lost to one team in the last 14 games. They won 15 or 16 games. They went to the NCAA tournament. The next year, we won 20 games. We won the Heartland. But we beat a team two out of three times, but we didn't have the playoff here. Coin toss put us somewhere else. We didn't make the NCAA tournament. So those guys had 20 and 19 win seasons, and they didn't see an NCAA opportunity. So they now have opportunities to be in places with, you know, the excitement of the Division I and the college atmosphere, and they're going to look like have opportunities to play in NCAA tournaments. So hooray for them. For us, it's given other guys opportunities. Now we have people playing for us that would not be here if those guys would still be here, because those scholarships wouldn't have been available. So we need to look at the John Brooks, the Aaron Terrys, the Cameron Corys, the Kirk Blaines, those true freshmen, and understand that when they're juniors and seniors, let's make sure that they reach their abilities and that they are enjoying the fruits of all that work, and that we're back on top. The one thing about MSUB, going into this year, we were the winningest program in the country under one leader, except for Duke, since 1995. Duke had 165 wins. We had 163. At the end of this year, at the very worst, we're going to be 164-29. You know, so for 13 years to be 164-29, I would bet that a lot of schools in the country and a lot of fans in the country would like to have been entertained with a 164-29 record, with many of those years averaging over 100 points a game at home. So we've had a real good opportunity, and we're having a great opportunity now and letting some young people grow. And growing pains, sure, there is like that when you raise your own children, but growing pains are not always a bad thing.
So what about this weekend? You got home games coming up, and then the rest of the way, you know, map it out for us. You probably talked about it already earlier in the year, but where do you guys go, and with the remaining game? It goes by fast. There's not much more basketball remaining this season with the regular season.
As of today, we have 26 days left, and you look at that two ways. You go, hey, 26 days, let's get it over. Or you look at it and you realize 26 days is all we have as this group to experience this. This group only has 26 days left to grow. They only have 26 days as a team to do things under a basketball umbrella. We will naturally start on March 17th with our spring work, and it'll be fun because they will be, once they get up on the morning of March 9th, they're going to be different men. They're going to wake up and they're going to go, wow, it's over, and now we see what we have to do, and this is what we have to do, and this is how we do it all. So we only have 26 days left. For me, it's something that I hold in very high responsibility, because I have a lot of teaching to still do with this young group in 26 days. Life lessons, basketball lessons also. We're still learning how to catch and pass in some aspects. We're learning when to catch and pass, when to shoot, when not to shoot, how to win, you know, how to play. You can't learn how to win until you learn how to play, and you sure can't learn how to win championships until you learn how to win. So we're still in those infancy stages.
All right, Coach, we appreciate the visit. We'll see you on Thursday night.
Thank you, Pat.
Okay, Coach Craig Kars with the basketball show. We'll be back with John Brooks right after this timeout. Our thanks to Dave Menholt, Chevrolet Hummer, SignPro, Enhancers Automotive. We'll take this timeout and come back with freshman John Brooks on the basketball show.
Hi, we're your next-door neighbors, Jenny and Jim. We saw you move in and thought we'd come over here and introduce ourselves.
Hey, Jenny, Jim, I'm Vito. Me and my family just moved here from Jersey, you know, to enjoy the fresh air.
Well, big change moving here, huh?
Yeah, we like it, though. People are nice, streets are safe, you can get a wireless phone plan here for 3 cents a minute.
3 cents a minute? I haven't heard of that.
Oh, yeah, Chinook Wireless, based right here in Montana, with plans starting at just 3 cents a minute and local customer service. You can't get that in Jersey.
In Billings, visit our Chinook Wireless store at 904 Main Street, Suite 1 in the Heights, and our store at the corner of 2455 Central Avenue. Chinook Wireless. Expand your horizons.
So, what do you do, Vito?
Let's just say I run a family business.
Welcome back to the Yellow Jacket Basketball Show. Our thanks to Yellowstone County Implement, Yellow Book USA, and the Billings Gazette one of the freshmen, John Wilson. John, talk a little about playing for MSUB. And, are you pleased with your season? Obviously, the guys would like a lot more wins. It's been a tough year for you guys. But talk about how you've progressed in you know, the 32-point game and just what's going through your mind as the season winds down already. A tough year for all you guys.
Well, as the season winds down, you know, we have only 7 games left for the season in March 8th. And, you know, we're just trying to get better. I'm trying to get better. The team's trying to get better. And, you know, we're experiencing a lot of things. We're, like you said, all the time we're so young and everything. That's all we're trying to do is learn. That's it.
When you won the one game at home, it was a good home game, Fairbanks. What was the first thought? Just relief, or you got one and you're not going to be 0-4 and you can kind of get that thing off your back? Or what did you guys go think about?
I mean, it was a relief. It was probably like one of the best wins I've ever felt playing basketball. And, you know, it was great to see guys, you know, jumping around, you know, excited and everything. We just got to continue to play hard and try to steal a couple more wins, you know, as the season ends.
Beginning of the year, a lot of people mentioned your name. You're just like, you know, just talking to people. It's like, this guy looks like he can be a real good one. Are you pleased with your personal progress? And is there always room for improvement? And do you see yourself getting better?
Oh, most definitely. There's always room to improve. And, you know, I'm working. I'm trying to work hard, getting extra shots in the gym. And, you know, trying to get my teammates as well to work on their game, work hard to benefit our team. And, you know, for the future. And like Coach always saying, we're trying to win national championships over here, you know, in these 3 or 4 years, and that's it, you know.
How tough has it been, you know, because all you guys come from, you know, we've heard it from, you know, you hear it at every level when a team struggle. All you guys come from the programs, you're all the top players from your high school, and then to go through something like this, how tough has it been for you guys?
It's, you know, as far as, we've just tried to keep a positive attitude about everything, you know. We're not worried about how tough it is or what everybody else think or anything like that, you know. You know what I mean? You know, like I said, in the years to come, them same people, you know, that's been talking bad about us or you know, that's been doubting us, all I say is watch out.
The other side, is it a good spot? Number one, you know, next year you come in, you even finish out this year strong, nowhere to go but up as far as the number of wins go.
Exactly. There's nowhere to go but up, and that's where we're on our way to, up to the top.
Talking about way back in the beginning, how did you come to MSUB and get a hold of, at that time probably in the summer, the Carses, and David decided not to coach. Mm-hmm. And just coming to MSUB, talk a little bit about that and the recruiting process.
Coach, he found me, you know, the program I played with, IEBP, you know, the Spring League, and he saw me, and he saw another team of mine, Aaron Terry, who was playing on, and Cameron Corey, all playing on the same team, and he saw all three of us. He sent Aaron and Cam out on a visit first, you know, see how I was liking everything, and he sent me up here. You know, I like the campus, I like what Coach was, you know, talking about winning national championships and about, you know, how the team's going to be youthful and everything, and, you know, we get experiences that no other freshmen in the country will get, and, you know, I like what he was saying and all that, and, you know, I decided to come.
What are you going to look to improve on late here in this season and then into next year?
Oh, just, well, with me personally or mm-hmm. as far as the team?
Or a little bit both.
You know, me personally, it's just, I don't know, just, you know, getting better, knocking down more open shots or, you know, defense. That's the number one thing there. I mean, I really have to improve on my defense and my rebounding, and you know. And as far as the team, it's the same thing. Just we have the tools. We just have to bring it out of them and everything. You know, intensity-wise, you have to get better and just all around.
John Brooks, we appreciate the visit. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll wrap up the Yellow Jackets basketball show when we come back.
Bring it home. The Billings Gazette offers Billings and the surrounding area sports fans more coverage on local and national sports, news, and information than any other source. The Gazette works hard to deliver updates and breaking news, both in print and on BillingsGazette.com 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Don't miss a single day. Call 657-1298 today to subscribe.
back on the Yellow Jacket Basketball Show. Our thanks to Craig Karst, the head coach of the Yellow Jackets, and John Brooks, the guard for MSUB, the young Yellow Jackets, in action on Thursday and Saturday. Come out and check them out for MSU Bay Basketball in 2008. And we'll wrap this one up. Our thanks to GM Petroleum Distributors. Don't forget the MSUB webcast sponsor and the video streaming. You can sign up and catch the Yellow Jackets home or on the road in the GNAC. And, of course, the audio casts are free on msubillings.edu. For Craig Karst and Johnny Brooks, until next time, this has been the Yellow Jackets Basketball Show.
The Yellow Jackets and Montana State University thank you for logging on and listening to Yellow Jacket Sports.